Welcome to Senior Class on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement, so go to the head of the class. Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now it's time for Senior Class on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Sunday morning to you. My name's Russell Mills. This is Senior Class, where our mission is to discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years or living with folks in their golden years. Your host, well, he's chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. Another beautiful day here in Oklahoma. It was a beautiful sunrise. It's going to be an amazing spring, and I believe spring has sprung. Wake up, look at the sunshine, and enjoy the day. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host. We have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, as well as Paige Cole from Visiting Angels. Guys, thanks so much for waking up with us each and every Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and welcome back. You weren't here last Sunday.
That's true. I was on a little mini vacation with Dr. Don Simmons and his wife. We take an annual trip to Las Vegas for 3 days, and we had a lot of fun. Probably got in 15,000 steps each day, so I got
it. I thought you were going to say $15,000.
No. Oh, my word. No. Las Vegas, you never go to Las Vegas expecting to come back with anything.
Yeah, that's very true.
Rusty wouldn't want to brag, but he won the Celine Dion dress-alike contest while he was out there.
Oh, so yeah.
I did. I had to pay a lot of money to have somebody do my makeup, but yeah. No.
Fantastic. We're so proud of our hometown boy.
Listen to you. We want to give a big Forrest Gump wave to Dr. Joe Moore. He's not in the studio today. He's driving the church bus. So thank you very much for volunteering. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later in the show. Volunteerism and how it can make a big impact on your life. But first, I really want to go over Friday night. Brittany, you had put on your karaoke for a cause. Can you tell us a little bit about that and who it benefited?
Yeah, it was such a great night. I was so excited at the turnout. So my friend Miranda Faust and I started this organization, Karaoke for a Cause, a few years ago, and we raise money for various organizations, whether they be, you know, nationwide or local. So we did a fundraiser Friday night for the American Heart Association at Elm Street Pub and Jinx, and it was a full packed house, shoulder to shoulder. We ran out of chairs.
Yes.
There was nowhere to sit. So it was so freaking fun.
We had a great time. And Russell, you were there as well.
Thank you so much.
And you sang a song, Bob Seger's song.
I did.
You did
my karaoke go-to, Turn the Page.
Yes.
And you did great.
I can hit those notes at the end.
So. It was so good. Everybody was so impressed by it. He was our celebrity status.
Celebrity, yeah. Boy, no.
I introduced him before he sang. I was like, guys, we have a celebrity in the house.
And I wish you'd quit telling people that. It's just not true. Trust me, I can go walk through Walmart without sunglasses. Nobody knows who
the
heck
I am. Well, because you're on the radio. You have a face for radio, my mother says.
That's true.
But it was a great time.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun.
I will say the place was packed. And,
yes.
And I had a chance to talk to you. And about, you know, the event, I had a chance to talk to you, Sheila.
Yes. So Sheila Whitfield has started a fundraising team for American Heart Association called Team Big Hearted. It's in honor of her son, who's my cousin, that passed away several years ago at the age of 26. Mm. Super young, died very unexpectedly. It was a huge loss for our family. So to honor her son's memory, she started this fundraising team, and it has turned out to be the largest. They bring in the most funds in the Tulsa area for American Heart Association. So,
Community teams.
Of community teams,
yes.
Yeah, not corporate. But, that's a big feat.
So it last is. And, year. And she's been around doing this like 4 or 5 years, and they have taken that title like 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she
and
gets
looking for
every
the
year.
One for the thumb.
Yeah.
The ring for the thumb.
And considering how they were doing last night, I'll bet they're well on their way.
So Friday night, we raised almost $4,000.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Just singing karaoke. Isn't that crazy?
Well, there was one guy that gave $1,000.
We had an anonymous
donation, and it was not me, but I did go and thank the guy. And he's like, that was supposed to be anonymous. I'm like, yeah, but I know the girl, and she was so impressed. You aren't going to get a thank you because it is anonymous, but I wanted to give you a big thank you because that was a big thing.
Isn't that crazy?
It
he was
really
just
was.
He just happened to be there. He wasn't even at the bar for the fundraiser. He
exactly.
was on the He was actually on the patio with his party mm-hmm. whenever I arrived to set stuff up. So he had been there like all night, and then he just donated
$1,000.
That's
just a testimony to the fact of you never know what kind of an impact you can make, what a difference you can make mm-hmm. just by stepping out.
Yeah, it was just crazy. We were so just blown away. That has not ever happened to us before. So for somebody to give that much money just for no reason at all, mm-hmm. just because they were moved to do so, it was just awesome. And he did eventually sing a song. So he
that's great.
Became unanonymous at that point. He was like, that's the guy.
That's awesome.
So his wife made him sing a song, and then everybody was able to kind of thank him. But we tried to leave him alone as best we could because he did want to be anonymous. So
well, he did. He felt very blessed in his life mm-hmm. through some of the things that he had done. And he said, when you're blessed, you're expected to bless others. So I had the opportunity to be able to do this, and I was led to, so I did it. And that is exactly what Paige said, is when you are able to step out and let your soul really shine and for people to see that passion, it's easy to get buy-in with people around you. And Russell, you saw it. I mean, it was people that were there for the event and people that weren't there for the event. And by the end of the evening, everybody was there for the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they most certainly were. And Sheila's story is amazing because she talked about, you know, the choice that she made, the deliberate choice that she made not to just sort of wallow in mourning, which, you know, is so easy to do.
It really is with an unexpected death.
And to move forward mm-hmm. and to make something good come out of something tragic, which, you know, Daniel's death clearly was. What was he, 26 years old?
He was 26, yeah.
And she told me he had developed like a heart disease, and they don't really to this day know why. They think it was a viral infection, but at like 22.
Right. I remember when he got sick, you know, and he had had a few hospitalizations, and he had had to have some equipment to, you know, accommodate for his new illness and whatnot. But we didn't ever expect him to pass away from it. That was never really on the radar of like, this is a terminal illness or anything like that. I mean, obviously with the heart condition, it's always a possibility, but it wasn't anything in which we were prepared to lose him. So it was just such a shock to our family. And he was just so young and just like the light of our family. I mean, he was hilarious and so talented, so artistic.
He was a dancer,
she told
me. He was
an amazing dancer, yes. And
Jinx High graduate.
Mm-hmm. He went to Jinx High School.
People probably saw him as a dancer, also in theater.
Yes, in theater as well. And then he went to the Rhode Island School of Design. And so he was in fashion. And he was just so artistic and just a beautiful, beautiful person. So it was a huge loss for our family. It really was. But she has done such a great job of turning her tragedy into something that, you know, where she's able to give back.
And that's true. And it just goes to show you that volunteerism can make a big impact, whether it's you in a small group for an association or just volunteering to take the trash to the curb for an elderly neighbor. It doesn't have to be big.
Right.
Don't have to be rewarded for it, but it can make an impact not only for the other, but for you as well.
And you guys, I saw this in action on Friday night, and I was very like consciously aware of what was happening because there were some people there that weren't there specifically for mm-hmm. the fundraiser. You know, when you go to a fundraiser, you bring a wad of cash because you know you're going for a fundraiser. Well, so there was people there that were there because they knew we had karaoke that night and they mm-hmm. wanted to participate. And there was one gentleman in particular, and he wanted to sing a song. And I said, that's fine. You know, just make a suggested donation. You don't have to, because mm-hmm. We don't want to disclude anybody. And so he got out his wallet and he only had $2 in there and he gave them to me. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't even there, you know, for that purpose, but he still gave me his only $2 in his wallet. And I don't know that those were his only $2. He drank water all night. So I know he wasn't drinking alcohol. Yeah. But it just really, I mean, things like that just really touched me.
And he sang Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
A Wonderful World. And it was amazing.
He really did so great.
He sounded like Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted. Every time I saw him for the rest of the night, as he was walking around drinking water, I'm like, Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. And he sang again later in the night. I can't remember what his second song was, but it was equally as good. He really was pretty talented. But
you never walk away from being involved in one of those activities or doing one of those small things without being the richer person for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people who aren't involved in those things don't understand. That the excuses I've heard, I don't have time. I've heard people say, mm-hmm. my life's too busy, or I just don't have the money to spare right now. They don't understand that by stepping out, by volunteering, and by giving of yourself, you're the one that comes away blessed. You're the one that comes away richer for it.
That's true. And for these events, there's no admission charges. You can go and just watch. And the girls, Miranda and Brittany, that run this, I mean, this is a 7 to 2 a.m. venture. So if you want to just come and volunteer and watch the front desk or watch the booth while they can take a break.
Rusty got put in charge of that for a minute, too.
But it was okay because I understood. I was like, these girls stand here and work this for hours and hours and hours on end. And their friends are here. So I was able to stand there, you know, watch the area.
Watch the money.
Just watch it all happen so they could take a break. So it doesn't, you don't have to bring a wad of cash. You don't have to sing.
Yeah.
And it can be a lot of fun, even if you only have $2 or $0 in your wallet.
Yeah, it was great. And we just appreciate everybody coming and participating. And Russell, thank you so much for finally joining
us.
No,
my pleasure.
It was so fun.
Yes. And maybe someday I'll learn another song. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. You are listening to Senior Class. We're live and local in the big city of Tulsa on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Welcome back to Senior Class here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. I'm Russell Mills. We got your news queued up for you. Have that for you here in less than 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, your forecast for the big Super Tuesday election week in Green Country. If you've got questions for us today, we're talking about volunteerism, the spirit of volunteerism. Text us at 95920 or call us 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, Chairman of the Board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. As always, we have a full studio, and I want to welcome my co-host, Brittany Burridge, from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, as well as Paige Cole from Visiting Angels. We'll give a big Forrest Gump wave and shout out to Dr. Joe Moore. He's driving the church bus this morning, so he is doing his part in volunteering in the local community, so we want to give a shout out to him. We're picking up. We're talking about the Karaoke for a Cause benefiting the American Heart Association this last Friday night. And once again, Brittany, you put on a phenomenal event.
Thank you. And Miranda Faust, too. I always try not to leave her out because she's my counterpart. We concocted this whole thing together and we tried to do all of them together. So it was great, but we can't do it without our participants. So we just appreciate everybody being involved and showing up.
Remind us who. Who you're doing this for and
it was
why.
For American Heart Association, specifically for Team Big Hearted, which is one of the walk teams for American Heart Association. My husband's aunt Sheila had started this team in honor of her son, my cousin Daniel, that passed away unexpectedly at a very young age. So this is how she gives back and honors her son's memory. So it's very close to our hearts.
And I had a chance to chat with her, so I'd just like to play just a minute of that. And she talks about why she decided to take the path she did. And let's see if I can get it working here.
We all grieve differently. But for me, putting my grief into something that maybe I can help change, and that's where we came up with Team Big Hearted.
Team Big Hearted.
Big Hearted.
Okay, so you're channeling the grief. You're saying, okay, now I've got this angst. I've got to do something or sit here and just...
And fall apart.
Fall to pieces.
Yes.
So let's go with do something. And do something that is directly related to what happened to yourself.
Exactly.
Take action.
And it was just, the obvious choice for us was to work with American Heart Association. And we have, like I said, we formed Team Big Hearted. And you know what? We are surrounded by amazing people. We figured after the first year, you know, people would just kind of fall off and it wouldn't be a big deal.
And first year was 2016?
2016 was the first Heart Walk. And here we are in 2020. So this will be our fifth year. In 4 years, we have raised over $80,000. So we're kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. In fact, like the biggest.
We are the number one fundraising community team in Tulsa. And we have held that title for 4 years.
There you go. That's Sheila. Like amazingly. That. And I will tell you, we're on the fringes. We went outside onto the patio, down to the end of the patio, so that we could talk to at the point where I could actually record her voice audibly.
Right.
And it was still pretty loud, as you can hear in the background. The place was packed.
It was packed. It was awesome. And, you know, Jeremy, he owns Elm Street Pub, and he always jumps at any opportunity to do these fundraisers for us, which is so hospitable. And he also contributes, so we really appreciate him,
and
too.
But by the way, worked his butt off last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Hustling.
Yeah. Bless his little heart. But he loves it because, I mean, it, you know, his bar is full.
Good volume.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, and they took great care of us. So we appreciate them, too. It was just a great night.
You know, what I found out in years working in the church and working just in my community is people think there's usually only one way to volunteer, and that's I get in and put my shoulder to the plow. But you know what?
Right.
We need people in every organization to lead. We need them to follow. We need them to give. There's a thousand ways that you can participate as a volunteer. Not everybody's going to do the same thing. Somebody had to set up. Somebody had to promote the event. Somebody had to write that check. And not everybody can do everything,
people,
but everybody can do something.
Make posters. People, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. And my wife started a nonprofit organization. I will tell you, it's a lot of work.
It is.
Just to get the paperwork done. And, you know, maybe having some expertise in a field that somebody's trying to get something done in. You're absolutely right. And RSVP is a place here in town that is perfectly aligned for that.
Now, RSVP stands for Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
Yep.
It is a United Way-funded agency here in our local area. And what the beautiful part about RSVP is you reach out and they talk to you, they interview you, they find out not only your time frame, but your interests. And they try to match the time that you have each and every week with your mobility schedule and with your interest. And they reach out and they plug you into that volunteer opportunity. Mm-hmm. So if you have an hour and a half a week, they can find something for you.
If you love gardening, they can hook you up with some kind of organization that incorporates gardening, like the Master Gardeners or whatever. They are a great organization just for that sole purpose right there, is that they truly find like something that's tailored for your individual needs and interests. So not only is it a way for you to give back, but it's also a way for you to stay active and engaged, maybe socialize a little bit too. So
now, Paige, you were an active pastor in the church community for over 2 decades. So you understand the benefit of community and volunteering. So could you share with us a quick story about the impact of an individual that stepped out and volunteered, and not only the impact it made on the person that they volunteered for, but themselves?
I can. We have a class at our church called Place, and we help people discover what their gifts are. And we talk to them about their personality type and their gifts and their abilities, and really, what are you passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, what are your past experiences of life that maybe have helped shape you? So I taught this class, and I probably had 30 people in it. At the end of the class, I wanted to meet with everybody. And I met with this one couple. They were a couple in their early 50s. They didn't have any children. Doing very well. Great couple. Love them to death. And they came to me and they said, we're just struggling about what we should do. And I said, I knew what I saw about their gifts. They had the financial means. They also had a passion for unwed mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Baptist Village up there had begun a new campus there for unwed mothers. And I told them, I said, there's a new campus out here for apartments for unwed mothers. I said, how would you guys like to teach a weekly Bible study out there? I knew they weren't teachers. And they go, I guess we could. And I said, okay, let's scrap that idea. I said, maybe they need some help organizing out there. What would you guys think about that? I knew that wasn't what they were interested in. They said, doing what? And I said, maybe just doing the behind the scenes mechanics. Not interested. I said, you know what though? They could use some startup funds for some of their resources for those babies coming in, those moms, and their eyes lit up. That's the key to volunteerism, helping people find their passion, find out how to not only meet the need that's there, but use their passions to meet the needs. That's what we found over the years, not just in the church, but in our community as well. Help people pair their passion with the need that's out there, because there's a lot of needs out there and there's a lot of people that have passions that can meet that specific need. We just got to put them together. That's what RSVP does so well. It matches those two things up.
So there are always opportunities. So we want to push today to the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. If you want to get active in your local community, whether it's from home or to get out and meet new people, give them a call. All you have to do is Google RSVP space Tulsa. That's RSVP space Tulsa. And they have a great website, and they would love to hear from you.
I just looked it up. It's rsvptulsa.org is their website.
Yep. Easy peasy. RSVP.Tulsa.org.
Yep. RSVP Tulsa, all one word, .org. All right. We are going to take a quick time out for the news and the forecast, and it's going to be pretty today, so stay with us. Senior Class returns live and local on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk, right after the news. Well, welcome back to Senior Class here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. If you have any questions for us today, we're talking about volunteerism. You can text us at 95920 or give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Now, our host, the chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. As always, another beautiful Sunday morning here in Green Country. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge, with the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, as well as Paige Cole from Visiting Angels. All right, so we're missing Dr. Joe Moore. He is normally here in the studios with us every Sunday morning, but he is volunteering and driving the church bus, so we want to give a big Forrest Gump wave. Joe, thanks for volunteering in the local community. And Brittany, you do as well. You do a lot of volunteering in the local community to benefit our senior class members. This past Friday night, you did another great benefit fundraiser.
Thank you. Yes, it was great. It was for American Heart Association. We were super successful and had a great time. So our next one that we do will be for the Alzheimer's Association.
That's great. When will that be?
It'll probably be
May.
Yeah, end of summer ish. Mid to end of summer. The walk is in the fall, early fall. So we like to do it right around that time.
All right. So I want to put a shout out for a volunteer opportunity as well. About a year and a half ago, through Sunshine Care Partners, we did a small pilot. We grabbed a lady who wanted to volunteer for my local church, who was a Rhema Bible graduate. She was our prayer warrior for our church. And we realized, because we deal through Sunshine Care Partners with a lot of chronically ill elderly that live in nursing homes. In a lot of instances, these nursing homes are rural. Some of them are in the bigger cities, but a lot of them are those small town rural nursing homes. And we come to find that a lot of instances, these people had no family, had really no visitors, and we started just simply asking the patients that we saw, would you like a Sunshine Care partner to reach out to you and pray for you, pray for your healing, pray for reduced pain? And in those instances where those individuals said yes, this person would reach out and call and ask to pray with them. It was really non-denominational. We didn't proselytize and speak the word of Jesus unless they asked. We were just there to be that voice. And what happened over a short period of time, we saw great gains in just the attitude and demeanor of the patients. We were able to help one patient that was going through some depression and self-mutilation make it through that, just from somebody to listen to and pray for. So it went very well, but it wasn't adequately, really wasn't adequately vetted. We did it for a while, had some great results, and we want to really rebirth that program. So in that, what I'm really praying for are individuals that, you know, they can be retired just like Miss Jeannie was. You know, they can call, and what happens is you get paired up with an individual that you may call once or twice a month just to reach out and talk to them. It could be a short period. You could say, I want to volunteer an hour or two a week. You're paired with some individuals that you can call and pray for on the phone. And really what happens is you start to build a relationship. You can do this from your home. You don't have to drive to visit them, but I will tell you this, you'll build that relationship and you'll go start to visit. And that's what we're really looking for. And what we feel is it can make a big impact on these individuals. Because believe it or not, you can find individuals that have been and gone through church their entire life, but find themselves alone and struggling at their last days, their last year or two. And sometimes that that Christian conversation and knowing that they have a place to be can give them the comfort to let go and not suffer that last 2 or 3 years of chronic pain and suffering, just not knowing where their spirit will be. So what we're doing today is I'm going to put out my mobile phone number. If you're called today to reach out and volunteer and become a Sunshine Care prayer partner and to find out more about the program, or you're that type of person that likes to coordinate others, we're looking for Sunshine Prayer Partner volunteer coordinators. Give me a call or a text and leave a voicemail. I'm live on the air on my personal cell phone at 918-734-0908. That's 918-734-0908. You can do this if you're working full time. You can take a lunch hour every day and take 15 minutes and call and pray for someone for healing. It could be individuals that have come from a hospital, that are in a rehabilitation, that have had a life-changing event that will go home. Maybe somebody that's had a life-changing event that will never be the same, that needs that voice of comfort and prayer. So if you want to volunteer and become a part of our Sunshine Care Prayer Partner program, give me a call at 918-734-0908. And we're going to give that number out a couple of more times between now and the end of the show.
You know, it's not surprising to us because we're in this arena and we see it all the time. Mm-hmm. But for those that aren't, they need to hear this. There are people who live in skilled care in nursing homes who don't receive one outside visit
ever
in the year. They never receive a visit ever. Maybe they don't have a living relative, or they just don't have a living relative who cares. And to be that person, you know, when I left my role full time at the church and moved in to begin Visiting Angels, I also worked part time for Baptist Village Retirement Communities, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I was their link coordinator, LINC. It stands for loving, inspiring, nurturing, and caring. And my job was this. I would go to a nursing home, a skilled care mm-hmm. facility, and I would say, if you had some volunteers that were willing to help start something in your facility,
what
do you need? Do you need somebody to push the book cart? Do you need somebody to do a worship service? Do you just need some walking around huggers, visitors? What do you need? And boy, they would have a list right away.
Yes.
And then I would pull out my map and look for a local Southern Baptist church. And I would start making phone calls, mm-hmm. and I would find somebody that was receptive, and mm-hmm. I would go sit down with a group of people from their church and say, "There's a mission field down the street from you."
Yes,
and I would pair them up, and that's what I did for about 12 to 14 months.
Yes,
and again, they could do it once a month or once a week, something, and it was amazing the stories that came out of that, and that's still active.
So, and they adopt that nursing home in their geographic area,
you know, and maybe it was one person in the church or a group of people, but again, there's another opportunity if you're interested in doing that as a church or a group. Just the 405-942-3800 is the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma, and you can ask for the Baptist Retirement Office, mm-hmm. Village offices, and they can hook you up. But there's a director in Tulsa and one in Oklahoma City, and they will help you figure out how to do that. It's a way to love on.
There's definitely a need there for sure.
There really is.
And you know, I also think about people that are not in a community setting, so they're not in a long-term care facility
right.
or an assisted living or retirement community. They're still in their own homes, and there's a definite need there as well for outreach mm-hmm. and community services. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of seniors that are not getting meals, and they're hungry, and they're not having you know,
and
the
they
services.
Don't tell anyone because they don't want to bother anybody.
Right, right. It's just there's so much out there that, you know, anybody can find something to participate in, whether it's financially or physically or, you know, little time or a lot of time or mm-hmm. on the phone like your program, Rusty. So I would just encourage everybody to you know, commit to something, whatever
something.
You feel you're able to do or interested in doing, and just try to give back. You know, we can all work together as a community and hopefully meet some needs.
Exactly. So go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper. We have some phone numbers to give out. Our good friends from RSVP Tulsa texted us on the text line their phone number. So we're going to give out the Retired Senior Volunteer Program that's right here in Tulsa. And you can reach them at 918-280-8656. That's 918-280-8656. And if you want to find out more information about the Sunshine Care Prayer Partner Program, you can give us a call at 918-734-0908. That's 918-734-0908. 734-0908. If you'd like to find out more information about how you can be a Sunshine Care prayer partner and reach out and talk to area nursing home residents. Russell.
All right. We are going to take a quick time out, but we'll be back with more of Senior Class. We're live and local on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. Welcome back to Senior Class here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. I'm Russell Mills. Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, your top stories of the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And, of course, your forecast from meteorologist Laura Mock. Hey, you got questions for us today? You can text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host is the chairman of the board for Sunshine Care Partners, Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, senior class. Thanks for tuning in with us today. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, as well as Paige Cole from Visiting Angels. Guys, thanks for waking up with us today and doing all that you do in our local community.
Yeah, it's been a great show.
Really has. Want to talk about a great resource that Paige, you have put together that really was a passion of yours that turned into a book.
You know, we go into so many homes trying to help families navigate the changes in life, sometimes the drastic or life-changing events that happen. And as we come into their homes, we see that they're confused about mom and dad's information and trying to be a caregiver in their life. Sometimes we've got outside caregivers. We've got, because there's not any family members helping them. And so we'd go in, and I know, Brittany, you've probably seen this as well, mm-hmm. when you're gathering information, and we'd say, okay, we need something as simple as a med list, and they'd pull out seven or eight copies of a med list, and none of them match.
No.
And we're trying to figure out what's going on. We sense hesitancy or even a wall coming up when we start talking about finances. And it's because there have been bad experiences in all of these areas. And so we thought there's got to be a way for us to help families get all of this stuff together in one place. Not long after that, my dad passed away. And my dad had paid all the bills and done everything. And even though my mom was very capable, she hadn't done it. So we spent about 6 months helping her sort through all of her stuff. So now I'm that family member trying to help figure all this stuff out. And so what birthed out of that was the Life Chest Project. I thought there should be a simple way. So I started mapping it out, gave it off to an app developer. And so we have an app. It's an Android and an iTunes app called Life Chest, where you can gather all your family members' information into one place. Soon after, we realized seniors don't really care, a lot of them, for technology. So we put it into a book form as well, where they can sit down and write all those things and put it into their safe deposit box or into the fireproof safe at the house or whatever. But the whole goal there was to help either family members or just a volunteer who would come in and sit down and help them put all of their life's information into one safe treasure chest, if you will, and electronically or in a book, in one place. It's another way. You know, we talk about there are volunteers who go and help people with their taxes all the time.
Exactly.
Seniors a lot of time. Help them get their finances together. This was just another tool and a way that someone could volunteer to help them get their life together. So it's
I love
life
it. I actually have one of these books, and you gave me a couple, so I try to hand them out when I can because it's such a useful tool. And it's, you know, when I was thumbing through it, I was like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have even thought to put that in there. So it's not only medical information and, you know, your primary care physician's information and all that kind of stuff, but funeral policy information, long-term care insurance policy information. I encounter families all the time that come in and they're looking for placement for their mom, for example, who's, you know, had a stroke or something like that. And, you know, they're looking for a way to finance it. And I'll ask, you know, do they have a long-term care insurance policy? And they're like, I don't know, you know, because they don't.
Yes,
and
a lot of
married couples, you know, if the husband has paid the bills or he got this policy 40 years ago, his wife may not know that they even have this policy.
Too many times an individual passes away with a fully paid insurance policy that's tucked away in a drawer
that no one ever cashes in.
When my mother passed away about 2 years after my dad did, I was in charge of the finances. We were trying to sell her house. And 2 months later, there's a draft on her checking account for $487.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
I'm like, what is this? And it was from State Farm. And I called them, and they said, well, it's for her $10,000 life insurance policy. And I said, what policy? We had searched through every bit of her files.
Right.
They said, they told me, and I said, well, she passed away. And they said, send us
the death certificate.
They refunded the policy and sent the $10,000 check.
It happens.
And had we closed the checking account,
you would have never known.
You would have never known.
And exactly.
So the other thing, another section in the life chest is the utility section. You know, sometimes we have kids living in Dallas and mamas in Tulsa, but that son or daughter can literally pay all of mom and dad's bills over the internet. If they have a username and password and account number, and they can get it all set up. But it's gathering all of that information and keeping it all in one place safe so that you can manage that.
Well, and it's convenient to just have it right there in this book. It's not a huge, like, hardback book. It's what, like 5x7 or something?
And it's a paperback, and you can write in it. Each page has put this information down, and you write it. And I've started filling it out page by page.
Yeah, for sure. So I love it. I think it's a great resource, and I wish I had come up with it myself.
Well, it's available out on Amazon, but seriously, if anybody wants a copy, all they have to do is call the Visiting Angels office here in Tulsa at 918-609-5600 or in Bartlesville at 918-333-7400. And we'd be glad to let them come by. We'll reserve you a copy. Come pick it up. It's free of charge. We'd love for you to have one, or we can get you one if we need to.
And what is that book's title again?
It's Life Chest.
Life Chest. If you would like your free copy of Life Chest, all you've got to do to reserve your copy for pickup is give Paige a call at Visiting Angels at 918-609-5600. That's 918-609-5600. And also, I want to give out another shout out. If you'd like to find out more information about the Sunshine Care Prayer Partner Program, or if you would like to be the Sunshine Care Prayer Partner Volunteer Coordinator, give us a call at 918-734-0908. That's 918-734-0908. Lots of numbers. You have any numbers you want to throw out, Brittany? Paige, just throw out some numbers.
4,000, because that's how much money we almost raised on Friday night at the fundraiser.
That is amazing. That is amazing. It goes to the American Heart Association, a great group.
Right. And American Heart Association's Heart Walk is coming up in April 18th. So if anybody's interested in joining, they can register online.
Paige, any last-minute announcements?
No, but I will tell you, Paige forgot about the karaoke on Friday night.
Yeah.
So I want to apologize. Brittany needs to go over 5,000 for her heart walk. So Miss Angels is going to give you $500 to.
Oh my God! That is amazing.
You need to raise $500 more, but we're going to push her over $5,000.
That's so amazing.
Awesome.
I'm clapping.
Paige.
Thank you so much. That was a great thing.
Cool. You're awesome.
Well, we appreciate Visiting Angels.
I didn't have to sing, so I'm pretty cool.
I'm sure you can sing. I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm not going to.
Dead silence. Mic drop.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paige. We're excited
to be a part of it.
That is a big thing.
My daughter used to work there. I love American Heart.
Oh, that is right. Before she took her job at St. John Ascension.
She went from American Heart to American Cancer, and now she's at St. John. But she loved American Heart. They're great people, and they do a great work.
They do. They really do. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. And Russell, for being there as well.
No problem.
Yes.
Glad to do it. You have been listening to Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in. We're live and local right here every Sunday from 8 to 9. Up next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And that all-important forecast is going to be a super nice Sunday for you today. And then it's time for Living Well with Dr. Booz. I'm Russell Mills, and we'll see you right here for more Senior Class next Sunday.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray. Thanks for listening. Tune in to Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Until next time, have a great weekend and God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.